we talk about a very important question, which is how do I get closer to Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, the Imam of our time, may Allah hasten in his reappearance, as a youth? Now, to answer that question, I want to ask you a question. This for you to see how it feels to be put on the spot. Why do you want to get closer to the Imam of our time? What drives you or draws you toward him? Why do you feel obligated to create a better, stronger, more meaningful bond with him? Is it because he is your leader, your master? He is the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only guide through which you can find prosperity in this world and the next. He literally has control over your provisions and he sustains you as Khalifatullah. That's the reason, right? Because he loves you so much and because he prays for you every day and night, prays for your heart, prays for your health, prays for your iman, for your family, prays for your felicity in this world and the next. These and so many other reasons, a whole host of reasons, are why you want to get closer to Sahib al-Zaman. And that's how you're going to get closer to him. We can get closer to him by understanding who and what he is and the place he's meant to have in our lives. And we can only do that through a few methods. Number one, sincerity of the heart. We really need to purify our intention and have sincere objectives, which is gaining Allah's pleasure and fulfilling our purpose in this world and the next, in order to open up our hearts to the light and the love of the Imam of our time. There's a beautiful supplication that I humbly recommend y'all read after every salah or during your qunut. Allahumma layyin qalbi li wali amrik. Ya Allah, soften my heart for the master of my time. Because it's really easy for us to be distracted by the false personas and the make-believe superheroes that Hollywood and the world and the media is constantly creating for us. As youth, we naturally need someone to look up to. We naturally need a role model to guide us during our bewilderment and our confusion in this complex and chaotic world. And obviously the enemy or Hollywood or whatever, they know that, so they try to bombard the youth with Spider-Man, Batman, and I don't know, Captain America. But in truth and reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us the religion of Islam based on our fitrah and obviously knew more about how we're systemed and knew better than any other human being, already had and created those role models for us in the form of beautiful, compassionate, intelligent, pious, selfless, brave, eloquent, courageous, strong, and wonderful human beings like the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And the role model of our time and the epitome of all goodness and wonder is Imam Zaman alayhi as-salam. So, the first point was to purify our hearts so we can receive the love and the light and the grace of Imam Zaman alayhi salam and ask Allah actively to soften our hearts for his love. Secondly, my brothers and sisters, is to gain more knowledge about Sahib al-Zaman. And I honestly don't think we are doing that enough as youth, and it's very unfortunate. I'm talking about myself first and foremost. We need to gain more knowledge about not just when he was born or the political and social circumstances circulating his life before his minor occultation, after his minor occultation, the names of his deputies and all of that. Those are important things as well, but actually know about his characteristics, the objective and the reason behind his occultation. Why is he supposed to reappear? What is he supposed to establish in this world once he returns? The wonders and the bounties and the blessings he will bring forth for us. And by doing so, we will be able to value and cherish his existence more. And develop a yearning, an eagerness within us to get closer to him. Another aspect I feel about Imam Zaman alayhi salam that we need to gain knowledge in regard to is where he stands between me and God. Imam Zaman alayhi salam is literally and physically the life force, the plug that connects me with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without him, I have to believe that there is no way I can find my way to Allah and find that optimal spirituality and that state of irfan that every Muslim yearns to have. If we read Ziyarah Jama'at al-Kabira, which I recommend everyone read at least once a week, if you can, once a month, three times a year, but stay connected with it, contemplate on its phrases. If you can't read the translation, it creates a beautiful definition and description of the place, the status, the position, the importance, the influence, and the effect of the Imam of each time, and Ahl Bayt al-Nabawwah, the household of the Holy Prophet. And by understanding his real and true status and purpose, again, we will find the motivation and inspiration to get closer to him and gain more knowledge about him. Number three, how to get closer to the Imam of our time, alayhi salam, may Allah hasten in his reappearance. By living our lives in a way that he would be proud of us. By actively trying to gain his satisfaction and his happiness every day through little and small and big and medium-sized things that we do. Every day when you wake up, after or before you've done your Salat al-Subuh, put your hand on your chest and send salam to your master, your imam, your protector, your guide. And maybe even go a step further and put aside some sadaqah, some charity for him. Doesn't have to be too schmancy, doesn't have to be too much. You can even just, you know, throw some grains in front of some birds, but with the intention of making him happy. And once you do that, that would be a gesture of tawassul. So you're focusing your energy on Imam Zaman while he is focusing his attention and energy on you. And then throughout the day, keep yourself in a state of awareness and consciousness to do at least one thing that you know would put a smile on your Imam's face. By doing so, you are proving to yourself and to your Imam that you really love him. You really want that bond and connection to develop. You're really doing everything in your power to hasten in his reappearance. Because let's face it, we don't know when it's going to happen. Often I think to myself, chances are it might even not happen in my lifetime. But to know deep down in my heart that I've done one thing to positively affect and influence that greatest, most splendid movement in human history, which is the reappearance of the son of Fatima, I think my life gains meaning and is worthwhile. Last but not least, always, always keep Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam in your prayer. Because God knows you are already, since your birth, always in His. I leave you and our beloved Master in the care and protection of the Almighty, wherever you and He is. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.